Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is May the 26th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Job, chapters 7 to 9. Seize opportunities during our lifetime. We read in Job chapter 7 verses 9 and 10 like this. As a cloud disappears and vanishes away, so he who goes down to the grave does not come up. He shall never return to his house, nor shall his place know him anymore. In his response to Eliphaz, Job compares life to a term of service whose end is something to be desired. In his case, life was so burdensome that it seemed to lack any meaning or purpose. Yet, Job was acutely aware that life was fragile, slipping away from him towards certain and gloomy destination. He would soon move into another realm, one from which he would never return. Such plain truth as the brevity of our life and the certainty of our death will enlighten us when we use this in our daily life application. Glorified saints shall no more return to the cares and sorrows of their homes, nor condemned sinners to their worldly pleasures. We should secure a better place for us before we die. To do that, we should seize every opportunity that is presented to us. Recently, I heard a wonderful statement that is worth repeating here. An opportunity of a lifetime should be seized during the lifetime of that opportunity. At times, God opens certain doors and windows of opportunity in our lives. We need to seize those chances and attempt to do great things for God and His kingdom. The great apologist C.S. Lewis has once said like this, "We are like eggs at present. We cannot go indefinitely being just an ordinary, decent egg. We must be hatched or go bad. With God's help, let us boldly seize today, carpe diem, and make our lives extraordinary. Let us boldly declare with Apostle Paul that he said in Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me."